Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here inside the Sudbury Arena, a big crowd is going to go home happy as the Rangers, who led 4-1 after one, just couldn't withstand the barrage by the Sudbury Wolves. And the Wolves just seem to have a belief that they can outscore the opposition, and they chipped away and then scored the final five goals of the game, four of them in the third, for a 7-5 win here on home ice. Let's look at your scoring summary of this game. 96 seconds in, Andre Anania gives the Wolves the lead, his fourth of the season, from Landon McCallum and Alex Ferrand. It was 1-0 Wolves, but then the Rangers got rolling. Carson Rakoff with his 32nd from Trent Swick and Luke Ellenis at 4:03. It was 1-1. Hunter Burstevich scored his 8th from Kyle Morey at 7:25. 2-1 Kitchener, and just 18 seconds later, Rakoff would get another, his 33rd of the season, from Luke Ellenis and Carson Campbell at 7:43 of the first, and the Rangers weren't done yet. Matt Sopp would add his 23rd of the season from Adrian Misiljevic and Carson Rakoff at 16:57 on a Ranger power play. It was 4-1 Kitchener after 20 minutes. In the second, Sudbury would climb back within two. Kieran Walton, his 15th, from Evan Conyon and Alex Ferrand at 5:35 on a Wolves power play. That made it 4-2. Then the Wolves had a shorthanded goal called back on an offside. It was the right call, and the Rangers would use that same Channers power play to restore a three-goal lead. Rakoff, his third, finishing off the hat trick there in the second. 34 now on the season for Rakoff. Misiljevic and Brustevich drawing the assists at 8:59 of the second. It was 5-2 Kitchener. And that's all the Rangers would get. Landon McCallum, unassisted at 12:56 of the second, made it 5-3 as we headed to the second intermission. And then in the third, it was the David Goyette show. He scored his 20th and 21st, the first of them coming at 5:06 to make it a 5-4 game. Coach Adelic and Andre Anania with the assists. Then Goyette at 8:36 would tie it. And then it was Delic with his 11th from Musty at 13:47 to give the Wolves a lead. And Alex Ferrand, unassisted into an empty net, would finish this one off for the Sudbury Wolves. 7-5 the final. The Wolves outshoot the Rangers 30-24. Kitchener gets four unanswered in the first. The Wolves get four unanswered in the third. What a night here at the Sudbury Arena as the Rangers lose their fifth in a row here in the Nickel City. Your post-game show is brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
Who blew a call? Who left it all out on the ice? Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter break it down on City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Sudbury, the Rangers fall 7-5. Paul Fixter is ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with head coach UC Hokeson. Coach, some outcomes are more difficult to explain than others. Just what changed in the game to allow Sudbury to get back in it?
Well, I'd say, we didn't defend well. We were bad defending today. Soft plays. We didn't win blue lines like the last period. Like, they're pretty much all our mistakes. Bad plays from us, soft plays, and then we didn't mark our guys. And that's what happens when you don't play. Be smart, play winning hockey, and you try to play only offense, and then comes the mistakes, and then they utilize them well. But first period we were good, but still, even the first period, like, I didn't like our we tried to, they gave it two guys too hard forecheck. You have to play simple hockey, get the pucks out, grind, and that's what we didn't do.
There were a few turnovers. They're a very fast team. They get on the puck quickly, and they're a physical team. Did that play into it, do you believe?
Well, yeah, we knew that. But then you have to be smart against them. Two guys, close support, and be smart, getting pucks out. And then when we got, the thing is, every time when we got the puck behind there to their D, and we got plenty of chances. But too many turnovers today and too many soft plays, and you don't win when you play soft.
There are a few guys that were beat up a little bit tonight, Coach. I hope everybody's okay with the hockey club, and we look forward to seeing the game tomorrow.
Well, let's see. I don't know yet what was the situation.
As always, appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Back up to you.
Thank you very much, Paul, with UC Ahokas. And, yeah, we'll have to see what the situation is with Pugliese and Rakoff after a tough night at the office here in Sudbury. Rangers fall 7-5 to the Wolves. Your post-game show for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Sudbury, the Rangers fall 7-5 to the Wolves. Paul Fixter is ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with Matthew Sopp, who's gracious enough to give us a few minutes of his time. And Matthew, some games are sting a little bit more than others, having a 4-1 lead and giving up five goals in a row in the end of the second and third period. How much does that one sting?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it stings, but, I mean, we played a good 40. We just got to be able to forget about this and put a 60 together tomorrow.
How do you go about forgetting about something like that, Matthew?
Yeah, I think it's any time in this league and in hockey, you got to have a short memory. So we definitely we want to dial things in, dial our details, our D-zone, everything that comes with it. But all around, we just got to forget about it, and we got a whole new team tomorrow, North Bay, who's a good team too. So,
what do you think the difference in the game was tonight, Matt?
Yeah, I think that was more of a playoff-style game, and they were ready to get physical, especially late game. And I think myself and everyone else, like, we just got caught cheating a little on the wrong side of pucks. And, I mean, they take advantage of it. They're a really skilled team, and they'll take advantage of opportunities they can get. So,
as always, appreciate you a few minutes of your time. Thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thanks, Paul. Matt Sopp with some post-game thoughts following a 7-5 victory by the Sudbury Wolves here at the Sudbury Arena. Your post-game show for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Well, what a game here in Sudbury tonight as the Rangers led 4-1 after one but couldn't hang on against a team that simply appears as though it believes it can outscore anybody. 5-3, the Rangers led going to the third, but 3 points apiece from David Goyette and Coach Adelic in that third period brought the Wolves all the way back, an empty netter finishing it off. 7-5 the final in favor of Sudbury, who have now won four in a row. Let's take a look at your three stars from this game. Three stars, a presentation of the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Carson Rakoff had himself a hat trick tonight, plus an assist. He did leave the game late with an injury of some sort. We didn't think it looked too severe, but we'll have to wait and see on that. Rakoff is the third star of this game with his 4-point performance. David Goyette, those three third period points, two goals and an assist. He's named star number two. And Coach Adelic with a goal and two helpers all in the third. Adelic is named star number one. So your three stars go Adelic, Goyette, and Rakoff. Three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. We are back to wrap from the Sudbury Arena right after this. Kitchener Rangers Hockey and the postgame show for You Save Flooring on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And final thoughts here from the Sudbury Arena before we make the short trip across. What highway is it we're going to use again, Fixie, to North Bay?
17.
17, thank you very much. I always get them mixed up here. We don't have a 401 or a 407. Highway 17 will take us to North Bay, where the Rangers face the Battalion tomorrow. I liked Matt Sopp's approach to that. It's a brand new team. It's a brand new day. That's tomorrow. Tonight, this one stings. Last five goals of the game go to the Sudbury Wolves.
Yeah, it has to sting. I know they downplayed it a little bit, but if it hurts you and myself, it really has to sting for them. But Kitchener didn't play well enough to win the hockey game. They had a decent first period, even though the coach didn't like what he saw in the first period. But to his point, they didn't defend well enough. They turned the puck over way too often, and those turnovers resulted in in goals. And against a high-powered offense, you have to manage the puck, which is one of the things that the coach stresses all the time. And they didn't do a good enough job of that tonight. And Sudbury just seemed to have one step quicker than the Rangers for most of the night.
I'm very worried about Antonino Pugliese, who left in the second period tonight. I'm a little bit less worried about Carson Rakoff, although any time a player of his caliber goes down, it is worrisome. But what a night and a return for Carson Rakoff with 4 points.
Well, he picked up right where he left off when he left this league. He was outstanding. He went into the boards pretty hard. It'll be interesting to see what happens with him. I did talk to the coach a little bit about that, and he didn't want anything to do with it, so I don't know what the extent of that is. Pugliese does concern me a little bit more, Mike. He went in awfully hard to those end boards in a real vulnerable position.
All right, the Rangers dropped their second straight. It's a 7-5 loss here in Sudbury tonight. We're back on the air tomorrow afternoon, mere hours from now, from North Bay. Pre-game begins from the North Bay Arena at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer back at the Boardwalk in Kitchener, Adam Sanderson, my name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good Saturday night from the Sudbury Arena.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.